mandated to do this thing if we want fact checkers.
The constitution stipulates or states the procedure which a CJ must be suspended. One of the criteria or the major one amongst them is that there must be misconduct. Now, if you look at misconduct, what has a CJ misconducted herself?
So those were some of the protesters speaking to us during this particular demonstration. My Michael Ashley was at the heart of this protest and now joins me in studio with all the latest on this developing story. Grateful for joining. Now let's start with the judiciary, where they presented their first petition. This, we understand, was a bit chaotic.
So, Brace, at 5 a.m. when I got there, already people were, these are people that have sacrificed their sleep to be there. But 3 hours at 8 a.m. when, and at 5 a.m., the main gates to the Supreme Court complex was open. At 8 a.m. when the procession started, when we moved from the parking space just opposite or across the streets there, Jonathan at our Mills High Street, when they moved and came down to the Supreme Court, the main gates to the Supreme Court had been shut. There was this small gate that has been opened. That was where the problem was. Who qualifies to go inside the Supreme Court complex, right? These are protesters who want to make their case and get in there. And these are the leadership who also have to represent them, including the other political parties like the LPG and NDP that were represented at this particular protest. So it was big difficult trying to get into this. And many journalists were actually eventually left outside with a few people inside. But that was where they presented the affairs petition to the judiciary. And in that, minority leader Alexander Fenyomarkin sort of suggested to the judiciary as part of the petition that they were giving to them that you may want to consider going on a full-blown sit-down strike to force the hand of John Dramani Mahama or government to rescind their decision or the process to end the processes to remove. Just we can listen to him.
Presenting this petition to you as a judicial secretary for you to deliberate upon it, read the content, table it before the judicial council, conscience prick you, so that you would also be the next to protest and do a sit-down strike, because it has happened before when Georgina Wood came under attack. Chusak rose to her defense, and that stopped the Tamil's government. The time again has come for you initially to write. Don't be comfortable because it is Tokonu, because you have your own grievances, because you also have a party. The judiciary is our last hope, and we believe that what is happening undermines our democracy and the rule of law. For the Chief Justice to be singled out for this unfortunate attack, flimsy, pedestrian petition, the Council of State has failed the country. We want you as an institution to put aside your individual difference and know that it is your institution that is under attack. Maybe today, Tokonu, tomorrow, my respected friend, it may be you. You don't serve at the whims and caprices of a political party. So this exercise is to protect this very institution. What is happening to her ladyship is repugnant to good conscience. This government is to focus its attention on governance and not to be attacked. Acting actors who are non-citizens. We become aware that the very government that criticized the increase in the number of judges to the bench has suddenly appointed 7 more judges to the Supreme Court. You and I know, you are a judicial secretary, you've been in the process of nominating judges to the Supreme Court. It's not what has been used. And we are calling on each and every one of you, from the acting CJ, all judicial service staff, all judges, that don't be comfortable and think that maybe you are benefiting from it. So, as the Akan added, or cut off the Anubuja.
Well, next was the legislature. What happened there?
So, they now took a long march to the president of parliament, the frontage of parliament, and this time around, similar, a bit more managed, where they have the barricade just between the flags and then the main gate to parliament, and then some of the leadership managed to get inside. Over there, Fenyomarkin again told the parliament, because he, as a member of parliament, he knows that when parliament, which is on recess now, when they come back, this petition must come on the floor for them to decide. Effectively, he says that there's a plot here again, and this is one of the biggest revelations that MPP believes there's a plot, a grand scheme by John Dramani Mahama of the government to keep him on the constitutional mandatory 2 terms that the president is allocated. And he says that when some of these things come, he's urging them to fight against some of these things when they do eventually come to parliament. Okay, listen.
The president no longer sees himself as a president. He fancies himself as an autocrat, a ruler for life. His every gesture speaks to a sinister agenda to break the constitution and amend it and prolong his grip on power, abetted by a judiciary he's desperate to capture. In other words, the president is looking forward to using the judiciary for a third term. This explains the relentless siege on the judiciary. A judiciary that has stood as the last bulwark between autocracy and freedom is now the target of the NDC government. Today, the Chief Justice, Gertrude Torkornoo, a distinguished servant of the republic, is under siege. The head of the judiciary is being dragged through a sham process of removal from office.
So that's a film marking at the Parliament, House of Parliament. Okay. Now, after that, they then proceeded to Jubilee House. They submitted their final petition there. But that was not without drama. Yes. How did that unfold?
Now, this is the place, the main target for these protesters to get their words or their own feelings, communicate that directly to John Dramani Mahama, who's the president of Ghana now. So the barricade problem again comes up. No, who has authority to get inside the inner perimeter, which is closer to the Jubilee House's main gate? And this time again, everybody wants in, and some people are pushing each other, others are preventing others from getting inside. So it turned a bit dramatic at that point, but eventually they got their way. The main drama again comes in when Alexander Afenyo-Markin, as part of his commentary prior to giving you the petition, he sort of told the representative for the seat of government, Stan Dogbe, who is the deputy
chief of staff,
told him essentially that, well, this shouldn't be seen or as retaliatory politics. I mean, possibly giving you an idea of what happened with the former electoral commissioner, and then what possibly is happening now, that he says this shouldn't be retaliatory politics, and then eventually goes ahead to give him the petition. We can listen to Afenyo-Markin making that point, and then we'll come to hear the response of Stan Dogbe.
We believe that in a democracy, the way to do it is through a peaceful conduct like we have embarked upon, and to register our protest. We started with the judiciary, where we presented a petition, the same petition to the judicial secretary for onward transmission to the judicial council. We went to parliament, the clerk to parliament received us on behalf of the speaker. We expect that the petition will be brought to the house floor once the house proceeds for deliberation. And finally, to the principal actor himself. We believe that what is happening is not good for us. There must be an end to this issue of you do me, I do. There must be an end to retaliatory politics. In Ghana, all of us as political actors have a story to tell. Where do we end the vicious cycle? It is not yielding to the whims of hawks and hardliners in our respective political parties that will make us better political leaders. We believe that the hawks must be pushed back onto the fringes so that the centrists can represent our state for the good of our country.
Let me say that we are happy that your process started this morning and has ended very peacefully. That in itself is a very strong message about the democracy that President Mahama wants to instill in our dear country. If it were the case like this over the past 8 years, I'm sure that the retaliatory politics that you talk about wouldn't have been the case. You referencing retaliatory politics is an admission that the 8 years of President Akufo-Addo and Mahama Bawumia were not the best for this country. You can be assured, however, that President Mahama, as every Ghanaian knows, is not that politician. President Mahama does not believe in retaliatory politics. He's described as, you know, too much of a father for all kind of president. And everybody knows that. Whatever actions that are being taken now, whatever decisions that are being taken now, as everybody knows, is in line with the provisions of our 1992 Constitution. Indeed, before President Akufo-Addo left the presidency, he himself had started a certain process where issues were brought to him about the chief justice, and he referred them to the Council of State. And that is what President Mahama has done. It is not about retaliating on something that was done by the previous administration against President Mahama or the NDC. So the process that is ongoing is constitutional, and I do believe that if the committee that has been set, you know, completes its work, whatever decisions that they make, just as the Council of State's advice to the president was binding on him, it will be binding on him. I cannot.
So that's the Deputy Chief of Staff, Stan Dugwe there. But apologies for the quality of the first sound we played for Alexander Fehmarke before we played the Stan Dugwe. Well, after this response, the NPP party seemed not happy about the response Stan gave.
Even during his concluding part of his response, there were concerns from even the NPP leadership that were gathered that you are not the president. The petition is addressed to the president. Stan Dugwe spoke for well over 2 minutes.
Mm.
Unlike the two other places where you've been, it was under 1 minute when you said, okay, thank you very much for your petition. We'll consider it. We'll send it to the appropriate quarters and consider it. It wasn't the same. Well over 2 minutes responding to the point. So after that, I put it to the general secretary of the NPP, Justin Frimpong-Kodia, who responded and said that they thought it was distasteful that he made an attempt to respond to them, especially given some of the things that he had said in there about the former government, Nana Dodanko Akufo-Addo, and then Bawumia. So we can listen to that.
Receive the petition, not to respond to the petition. If you wanted to give it to him or you wanted to address him, he's not the president of Ghana. So whatever he said is neither here nor there. We are taking the pinch of salt. The person to respond to the petition is His Excellency the President. He's the one who was voted for, not Stan Dugwe.
But he gave you a response that, well, this process, they believe, they have triggered that you are against. It's going to be fair to Chief Justice
It does not lie in his bosom to make that pronouncement.
So who are you expecting to respond?
We're expecting the president. The petition is addressed to the president of the Republic of Ghana, not Stan Dugwe. Who knows Stan Dugwe? He didn't vote for Stan Dugwe. It's a president that he voted for. And at the end of the day, it is important that the substance in the petition is what the president should pay attention to. We don't need to set a bad precedent in this country. Okay. We don't need to. At the end of the day, we are respecters of rule of law. We are governed by...
Finally, do you have how many days you want them to respond?
Well, at the end of the day, we are expecting the president to, as soon as possible, address the concern.
1 day, 2 days, 10 days, 2 weeks.
Well, we are expecting the president. If it is a reasonable time that's not addressed, he will hear from us again.
We're grateful to you. This is Top Story, brought to you always by Telecell and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Let me bring in the Deputy, General Secretary of the NDC and also Deputy Director of Operations at the Presidency, Mustapha Gbande. Mustapha, grateful to you for joining us here. Now, this is what the MPP is asking of the President. Stay off the CJ. Your response.
Well, I think that let me depart from your introduction a bit. When you attach me to the Deputy Director of Operations, you limit me from making my political commentaries over issues. Now, I am very happy today that my brothers in the MPP have had the occasion to demonstrate from the judiciary to the Jubilee House without casualties, without any offense, and that there was tolerance. That is the civility of governance. And I was happy the wise approach with which the Deputy Chief of Staff in charge of operation received our colleagues on the other side. It is profound that he really illustrated what every wise person would have said. And we can add more, except to add that in this same demonstration, where people's rights to demonstrate arise from the constitution of our country, under that same constitution, you have a minority leader throwing his hands at a police officer and actually hitting him.
Well, you saw that happen?
I saw the videos that a Penyoma King have hit a police officer. But that is not the case in the last 8 years, where you would have protesters being shot at, being beaten, hot water. Clearly, there is a wise president on the seat of government.
But if you listen to the deputy chief of staff, it looks like the answer has already been provided. That, look, the process that has been initiated will be seen to the end of it.
I think that this kind of waste of time deserves this kind of response. There's no time to waste. It was a civil demonstration. State provided security for them. They've concluded. And that the only answer to it is that they were wrong. But they have had their say. They are wise, a majority of Ghanaians who are silent, who are quiet, who are observing the processes.
Okay.
And President Mahama will dare not subvert the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. It doesn't lie in President Mahama's authority to subvert the Constitution of Ghana because a group of people who have abused all of us in this country decide they want to be noisy.
So in responding to their concerns about President Mahama trying to seek a third term, you are looking in the faces of Ghanaians to tell them that there is nothing like that.
Ghanaians, I'm not going to say that. Which Ghanaian? I am looking at the faces of the MPP people who demonstrated, and to say that it is preposterous, it is disingenuous, and that in the beginning of the conversation for demonstration, what they told you and I was that it was wrong to remove Justice Tokuno.
Okay, and I get that part, but I want to find out from you that in response to their concerns, there is no plan like that the president wants to have a third term.
Am I President Mahama? When President Akufo-Addo dreamt of building a national cathedral, was anybody there with him? If the constitution, for any reason, makes provision for anything, one will utilize it. But as far as I'm a deputy general secretary, I am not aware of anything like that. And we shouldn't invite a conversation that is not existing.
Okay?
It's not a conversation that is existing.
I'm going
it's
for,
a conversation
but, that do stay on for
a judicial
me.
Process has been...
Do stay on for me. Let me bring in Henry Nanabuachi, who is national organizer of the MPP. Nanabuachi, grateful to you for joining us here. Now, the NDC obviously says, look, what the president is doing is what the constitution mandates him to do. And he's doing that. You are bringing in something that is, in their words, not existent. In the sense that you are saying that the president wants to have a third term at the presidency. Which, of course, it has not come in the discussion anywhere.
Good evening. You clearly observed how my brother Mustafa circumvented that particular question. I'm telling you, they are harboring such evil intent, such malicious conception, to plan how they can go around the Constitution in achieving exactly what you asked him. And then he managed to swerve it. You asked him. It was a very straight question. Is Mahama planning to do something? He couldn't answer. All that he could say was that, am I Mahama? When Anadu decided to build cathedral, I mean, what has that got to do with? I am telling you, we have the intel, and the intel is coming from the NDC themselves, because they are also people who are ambitious, who also want to contest to be president, and they are against President Mahama's evil intent of seeking for a third term by sponsoring a judicial interpretation of the constitution to the effect that a person who becomes a president can go for two terms. So the interpretation is that the two terms should be continuous. It should be conservative. So once it's consecutive, and Mr. Mahama only had the first term, there was a break for 8 years. He had just come on. They are considering that. I'm telling you. I mean,
why do you have that feeling when the Constitution is clear on how many terms an individual can have as president?
So that is why I'm saying that it says is that the person can have two terms.
Yeah.
They would want to seek a judicial interpretation that the two terms should be continuous. And Mr. Mahama never had a second term. There was a break for 8 years. And yes, well-reasoned person like myself and you, we know that that is a second term. But they are considering that. I'm telling you. And that is how come Mustafa was unable. And he's not the only person.
But
there was a particular time I was on Joy, same, with a larger tank computer, larger computer also. There was also a straight question thrown at him, and he was dancing around it. And that is exactly the same thing Mustafa is doing.
Harry, what the president is doing is following what the law says a president should do when issues about the CJA comes up like this in terms of a petition for her removal or his removal. What the president is doing is following due process. Why would you then imagine or have that sense that this is exactly what you want to do?
You see, the reason why we say all of these things are political attacks at the judiciary is because they had already advertised their intent. Mr. President, when he was the then candidate, advertised his intentions.
Mm.
He had a program with NDC lawyers where he said that he's not comfortable with the leadership of the judiciary. And if we should expect any reforms, such reforms cannot occur under the current leadership. And for that matter, the judiciary will require a change in leadership. He said it. He advertised his intent already. And don't forget, recently, even including my brother Mustafa, he's been running around. Oh, we will clear the Chief Justice. And after we have cleared her, we are also going to clear the Electoral Commissioner and her deputies. In fact, including the National Chairman. The National Chairman recently, on a radio station in Accra FM, mentioned that, oh, after we finish with Chief Justice, the Electoral Commission, we are also going to enter there, and the commissioner and her deputies, they think that NDC won the election, so they will not go. They will go.
Okay, so Harry, what will the political parties do? You and the other political parties do if the president does not do according to what you're calling for?
I'm telling you, look, if that is how they want to, they always attack it. Now you have an overwhelming control. You have control at the executive. You have an overwhelming control at the legislature. You want to have a certain control of judiciary as well. This is an attack on democracy, and we are not going to sit down. Trust me.
Oh,
we are going to tell you our next line of action. They have just spent about 5 months in office. If they want peace, to execute the mandate, they should not, and I repeat, they should not sponsor any attack on the judiciary. If they want peace of mind to execute, because you are just 4 months into office, and I have not seen. Look, somebody thought that, yes, we were defeated, we admit. But today, look at the masses, look at the people that came out. Willingly, just 4 months after you had an overwhelming endorsement, and in 4 or 5 months, massive crowd, mammoth gathering. They are telling me that we are not happy with you. If they would want to continue on that tangent, then we are going to meet them squarely.
If they want that peace of mind
to govern.
You know, Brace.
Harry, that means what exactly?
That's what I'm telling you. We'll be announcing a series of events. If they want the peace of mind to govern, they should not have this sinister motive of attacking the judiciary. If you attack the judiciary, you are attacking democracy. Look, it has never happened before.
Okay. All right.
From 92, from 92 to date, we've never suspended any chief justice before.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Thank you very much. Gbande, sorry, my time is up. We'll have to leave it here. I'm grateful to you for joining us. This has been Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connect. And energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Up next is Newsnight.